You're listening to Saycon Talks with Saycon Simbla.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, this is Saycon Simbla, and you are listening to Saycon Talks. Had a great time last night, so I had to just share a little bit of that. I'm drinking a little tea right now. I'm having some tea in my Tony Awards cup. Happily, I was a Tony nominee a couple of years ago when I did a show called Eclipsed on Broadway. It was a play, and it was a life-changing moment for me. And so whenever the Tony Awards happen, I must celebrate. I ain't gonna front. I had some drinks last night, y'all. Anybody who knows me knows I'm not really a big drinker. So actually, I had a drink or two. And so today I'm having my dandelion greens, my dandelion tea. Ain't nothing wrong with a little dandelion tea. It's really good for you to keep you clear and fresh and youthful and clear out those toxins when you eating and drinking things that you shouldn't be doing. So having my dandelion tea in my Tony Awards cup. And you are listening to Saycon Talks. We'll be right back with a little bit of how the parties went, how everything went last night. Yeah. We'll be back in a moment.
Follow Saycon Simbla on Twitter.
Press. What's up, y'all? It's Saycon. I got that Cardi song on my mind. And y'all will have to excuse or either really, really enjoy my voice right now. I was on a team doing the most yesterday. Well, not quite, but I was doing more than I usually would on a Sunday night. I am a bit of a homebody. I like to sit home watching documentaries and recording podcasts. But last night I had the nerve to go out. Yes, I went out after my show. I am doing The Secret Life of Bees, currently playing on 20th Street at the Atlantic Theater. We do usually 8 shows a week. This week we had 7 because on our Saturday, where we normally would have a matinee, we were off. One of our actresses was celebrating with her family, and it was prearranged and preordained. So ended up being a lovely Saturday afternoon. I had a great, great Saturday. So, and then I did my show. And then Sunday, I did my 2 shows. Let me tell you about the Tony Awards. So I was not a part of the Tony Awards in any way this year. Although I have had several Tony Awards experiences, save those anecdotes for another day. But I will say this. The Tony Awards is the day of excellence in theater. And for many who are actively doing Broadway or doing theater, it can be the day where you feel least excellent because of all the requirements and pressures that happen on that day. In general, there is, leading up to the Tonys, if you're in a show and you're performing in the Tonys, there's going to be rehearsals and things leading up to it in addition to your 8 shows a week that you're doing. And then if you are nominated or if other things are going on, you may have additional press that you're doing. And then also because you're popular or popping or people want to meet you, you might have casting directors, casting meetings and auditions happening at that time. It's a high pressure time for anyone who's nominated or in a new show. So shout out to everyone who was going through that process this year. I've gone through it being in a hot new show. I've also gone through it being a Tony nominee, and it is a high power time. So, of course, I have a lot of friends and or associates who are in or associated with Tony nominated shows, or I even have a friend who is a Tony voter. And so with that, I'm able to enjoy some of the festivities, y'all. When I check my little mailbox, I get invites to a lot of things here and there. Parties and galas and things. Sometimes for the Tony Awards, you know, and other, you know, throughout the year, I get invited to a few things here and there. There are people who actually really, you know, want to hang around with me or like my work or want me in the room. So it makes me feel very special. I got invited to a super dope party that I'll talk about later, but I actually knew that that party was going to be happening late. And so after we finished our evening show, you know, I brought a gown with me, just a little simple black Donna Karan slip dress number I brought with me. And I knew I was going to just pop that on and then, you know, want to go to this party. But the party that I got invited to was going to be like sort of late night speakeasy type joint. So I was trying to figure out how I was going to kill time. But post show, it was so much fun. Wait, hold up. Let me make a public service announcement. Y'all, I met Angela Davis yesterday. Angela Davis, yes, the Angela Davis, aka Angela Yvonne Davis. We know her as being one of the most famous and influential Black Panther Party members, civil rights leaders, political activists, academic, author, awesome, amazing woman. I met her yesterday. She came to our show. Yes, I met the Angela Davis. Amazing. If you don't know who she is, young listeners, please take a moment to Google this woman and Google her influence, past and present, on our American culture, American lifestyle. Sorry, I dropped my hair barrette. Hair culture, hair lifestyle. Please Google this woman. Research this woman, Angela Davis. She is related to one of our castmates who very slyly mentioned, if anyone wants to meet my aunt, she's in the lobby. So we all threw some clothes on and ran outside. So we ran to go meet her, take our little photo ops. Honestly, the girls were having a very girly moment, getting our stuff ready, hair, makeup. our lovely Molly steamed out my slip dress for me earlier that day. So we threw on some clothes, went to go meet Madame Davis, took us a few pictures, and then we came backstage so we could do our makeup, do our hair, and get ready. So the Atlantic Theater space is not very big, so we're sharing space, of course. So you got all these women trying to get ready, gossiping, chit-chatting. It was so much fun. I'm very polite on my podcast, but Auntie Saycon can be really crass in person. So, you know, of course I was cracking the girls up, talking that ish. our beautiful Jalen Josie featured a dynamic ponytail with extra length inches, y'all. She had her extra rubber band wrap. Blake hooked her up, the stylist on the show. He's maintaining the hair and wigs designed by Cookie. But anyway, Blake hooked up her ponytail. I had my bangs situation going. You had Stacy, who had blown her hair out earlier, curling everything. You know, we were putting on our little makeup. It was just a very girly moment. And of course, after Issa finished entertaining her aunt, she hustled and bustled in with food, had a snack, and proceeded to start to beat her face as well. So we all doing our makeup, you know, or as we say, beating our faces, putting on perfume, getting ready, chit-chatting, you know, just getting ready for the night. Everybody had various parties they were invited to. For those of you who don't know, basically in the Broadway community, whenever there is a show, each show has their own party, of course, most shows, or they may share parties if they have several plays happening with the same production company. Similar to the year that I got nominated, Eclipsed, we were produced by the Public Theater, so we shared our party with Hamilton, which was, of course, the most popular show of that year and has remained a very popular show. But we were both produced by the Public Theater, so we shared our party with Hamilton. Some shows share parties. Some shows have their own parties. Some shows don't. And then also the Tony Awards themselves, the actual Antoinette Perry Awards from the American Theater Wing, they will have a big gala as well. So, and then there's the individual parties, right? So Issa saw that I was trying to figure out how I was going to kill time, and our big shot writer slash actress slash singer slash niece of Angela Davis was like, you want to roll with me? And I was like, sure. First of all, I was nervous. I felt bad because the security lady was probably ready to go home. And we back there a whole extra 45 minutes primping and pressing, trying to get ready for these events. But I was like, sure. So I waited for her to finish getting dressed. We were picking her dresses, you know, trying to figure out what she was going to wear. Of course, I chose the sexiest moment. Honey, you got to choose a sexy moment. You know, I'm very self-aware. I know that sometimes I just might wear clothes that are a bit, you know, sexy. I like to wear things that are sexy. Yet, at the same time, I highly, highly favor modesty. So it's a weird combination, you know. I might give a little cleavage from time to time, but you'd be surprised. I actually follow modest fashion hashtags because I swear the when I see the outfits that the Muslim women are wearing with their hijab, the flowing pants, the flowing gowns, the dresses, the scarves, man, they look amazing to me. So I just like to make a splash when I can. When the vibe is there, I make a splash. But I do feel like quality clothing and having a bit of mystery really adds to, you know, people wanting to know you or be a part of your world a little bit more. You know what I mean? So we're all back there changing, getting ready. And Issa invited me to the big, huge Tony Gala. She's like, you want to go to the plaza with me? I'm like, yes. So we hopped in a Uber and headed on up to the plaza. Plaza Hotel is fabulous. I mean, just upon walking in, you know, stars are oozing off of the red carpet. You know, patrons and people are lining up just to get in. Everybody's presenting their tickets. And it was just definitely a who's who of the Broadway and theater community. You know, it's funny. Like, of course, Hollywood and TV film is such a huge industry. But within our theatrical community here in New York, you know, there's definitely a lot of big shots, big wigs, producers and things. Y'all, I'm terrible at, like, meeting famous people. So terrible at it. Famous people or, quote-unquote, important people. Even my exchange with Madame Davis, I was super awkward. I'm so awkward, y'all. That's why I just like to sit in my house with this little microphone and talk. That's how I express myself. But I had the funniest little interaction. I ran into a producer, David Stone, who he produced Wicked, among other shows. And I happen to have been in Wicked. He came to see The Secret Life of Bees a couple of weeks ago. And I stood and talked with him and LaChance for a good 10 minutes. And then I saw him last night. He had a haircut and a tuxedo on. And I was like, oh, David, you should come to my show. And he was like, I came to your show. Don't you remember? I stood there and talked with you and LaChance for like 10 minutes after the show. And I just wanted to put my foot in my mouth. I don't know why. You know, there's this thing that happens with me when I see people and people that I don't know that well, but kind of know, but think I should know or whatever. I don't know. I'm just not good with schmoozing and quote unquote networking. I am to an extent because I'm just very forward. Like I'm like that kid in the sandbox who's like, would you like to play with me? Like I'm very like, hi guys, let's play. Like I'm very, like I literally just made a friend at the nail salon the other day. Shout out Maria. But when it comes to like people who, you know, have some influence in things, I'm always super awkward. So yeah, that was awkward. He looked at me like I was crazy. But he probably talked to so many people that night, he could care less. That's the catch. That's the thing that helps me get over that. So any of my anxious listeners, anxious friends, people who deal with a little anxiety similar to me, you know, just remember when you have those weird run-ins with people, celebrities, your boss, whomever, they forget about it 2 days later. It's okay. Really, they forget about it 30 seconds later because there's always something new coming, something new happening, some new conversation. So we walked through this party. Now, this party was super posh. You know, I had on a gown. I was remixing a gown, y'all. I was recycling a gown. The gown that I wore, I actually wore it to the Drama Desk Awards a couple of years ago when I presented at that awards show. But, you know, I was just going to some after parties. I wasn't really doing any big shiny red carpets. So I did my own makeup, did my own hair, popped on the gown, you know. But I saw some beautiful dresses, y'all, like some dope suits, some amazing outfits, some amazing, you know, and these red carpets, these backdrops now, they don't just do regular step and repeats. They have fresh flowers, like hundreds of feet of fresh rose floral arrangements. Like, it's so dope. I mean, some of that stuff actually inspired my backdrop that I have for my upcoming Saycon Talks YouTube videos that I'm going to be making. I'm going to be doing some live vlogs and some chatting from my home. And so I have a beautiful green backdrop myself. So, you know, everybody was clamoring to get on that step and repeat and take their pictures and twirl around and make their videos. You know, social media is popping. So I saw lines of people waiting in line. And this is the moment where when we were getting ready to go, you know, we circled through the party. We ran into some people. We took pictures, a few here and there. I saw some good people who I like very much. And then I was kind of ready to blow that popsicle stand. You know what I'm saying? But Issa and I had gotten separated. So I went to go find her to be like, girl, let's go to the next party. We got an invite from Kenny Seymour to the Ain't Too Proud to Beg after party, which I know was going to be full of all of the hottest Broadway entertainers, honey. The nominees, the people from Ain't Too Proud. I wanted to go. I was like, let's go. So Issa and I, we finally find each other again. And she's like, I want to take a picture in front of the roses. Now look, y'all, I had traipsed and gallivanted myself all around that party. And I had taken a few selfies in front of the roses. So I'm like, man, okay. So we go back over there and I kid you not, as we're walking, my freaking shoe broke. So my shoe broke and I'm clocking, clop, 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 clop. My shoe is talking to me, y'all, okay? This is what happens when you recycle outfits. I was wearing some shoes I've had for a couple years, honey, and those shoes lived their last day and died their last death and breathed their last breath at the Tonys in 2019. So we clop, clop, clop up the steps so she can take her pictures. And then we get over there and she's like trying to be shy because there was this line of like 50 people. Let me tell you, I'm like, Issa, move over. Issa, just take the picture. She was super shy. I was like, girl, if you don't jump in that picture, jump in front of that thing. You know, I think she felt bad about jumping in front of the people in the line. But this is one of those moments. This is one of those moments where sometimes you can't follow rules. You got stuff to do. You got places to go. You know, a lot of those people, they ain't have nowhere to go. They was just in line waiting to take their picture and then they were going to go home. We had two more parties to get to. You know what I'm saying? We had two more parties to get to. So I said, Issa, jump on in. Let's take this picture. And begrudgingly, she jumped in. And then she texted me this morning. She was so glad that I cajoled her into taking that picture. Now, this is but a small version of how going outside the lines helps you to benefit. But you know that quote, well-behaved women rarely make history. I'm a strong believer in that. Well, definitely as I've gotten more mature, I've become a strong believer in that. Well-behaved women rarely make history. Now, we didn't do anything outlandish. We just jumped in line to take a picture. But let me tell y'all, you following all these rules all the time and trying to do the right thing and let's just say sometimes you got to draw outside the lines. That's a little small example, but I want you to think about that in your life, in your day-to-day life. How you rock and roll in this world? Are you always following the rules? Are you always doing what people tell you to do? Do you ever just do it your own way? Make your own decision? You know, I really believe in that. So she got her good picture. We bounced. Not before she gave me her sandals that she had been wearing earlier that day. One of the most notable sightings I had at that party at the plaza was the illustrious Andre DeShields, who, fresh off of his Tony win, was dressed, decked down, afro popping, molded and flowing. He had someone with him, but I was just in awe. I didn't bother. I didn't ask for a picture, none of that. I just went on about my business, but it was lovely seeing him and also seeing Stephanie J. Block. I had seen her in the Cher show. Some of you may have seen me making tea in my Cher cup. It's one of my favorite cups. And I was just really happy for her. She's been doing this for a long time. So, you know, as an actor, when you see people that you know, like, really doing it, you feel proud. And it's just, it's a good time. You know, I was really happy for her. Just happy for all of the winners. So shout out to all of the Tony winners and the Tony nominees for this year. We'll be right back.
Search Saycon Talks on YouTube for performances and video.
I'm back, y'all. You are listening to Saycon Talks. We had a little smoothie break. We had a little break for advertisers. You know, we gotta do what we gotta do, pay the bills. FYI, I'm having blueberry with maca powder, banana, and a coconut almond milk smoothie right now with a little cinnamon. It's delicious. Look, I gotta get my antioxidants flowing, y'all, because I haven't been eating as often as I should. So when I do, I'm trying to eat like really high quality foods. And, you know, y'all pray for me. I'm trying to, you know, get my nutrients up, y'all. So that party was fun. I was so happy that Issa invited me. But behind Shoegate and all that, we lost a little bit of time. So by the time we got to the Issa decided to head down to the other after party, and I went to the Ain't Too Proud party, which was at the Sony, this new Sony space. It used to have a different name, but I went over there, and man, they were hating on me at the door, y'all. They were like not trying to let me in. I hate that. I hate being at the door and like people that know you see you and they're looking at you and they see that you can't get in. And anyway, the party was over and they were not trying to let any more people in. I know it's a union house. They were trying to close it up. And there were 20 minutes left. And I'm like, I could get a good circle through. You know, I will go to a party, make a capital D, walk down the line, loop through that mug, take a couple of pictures, and bounce. And that's essentially what I wanted to do. But they were like not trying to let me in. And then Kenny Seymour, who happens to be the music director and arranger for the show, he came outside. He swooped up. He got me in. It was all good. So I get inside and I saw the beautiful cast of Ain't Too Proud. And let me tell you, those are some beautiful people. Good looking men and women. I was definitely rooting for them. I was rooting for them. Now, I did not watch the Tonys. This podcast is not a review of who said what and whose speech was popping. And, you know, this is just me talking about my party exploits, y'all. So if y'all want to know, I crack myself up. If y'all want to know who won something or who got nominated for something, if they weren't my friend, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I'm terrible. Well, I'll give y'all a few little tidbits. As I mentioned, Stephanie J. Block, she won Best Lead in a Musical, and she's somebody I know. So, of course, I was very happy for her. Ain't Too Proud was nominated for Best Musical, but they did not win. Hadestown won, and I heard Hadestown is a really good show. But, of course, I have so many compadres that are in Ain't Too Proud that I was definitely a little disappointed for them. Derek Baskin was nominated for Lead Actor. Jeremy Pope was also nominated for Lead Actor in Choir Boy, the play. And then also Andre DeShields, Ephraim Sykes, Jeremy Pope, they were nominated for Featured Actor. I'm just naming people that I know, so forgive me. This is like super one-sided. But let me tell you, when I got up in that Ain't Too Proud party, Jeremy Pope and Ephraim Sykes, they got to be some of the finest men to be on Broadway right now. I mean, come on, people. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me? If you're listening on the Anchor app, you can give me applause. You can click on the applause, or be sure to leave me a voice message if you agree. Just dimples and swag and abs and all that. Afros popping. They looked great. I saw them circling through the party. Ran into my homeboy, Jahi Kears, who I went to high school with. Jahi plays Barry Gordy in Ain't Too Proud. I saw several of the women of the show who are just, I mean, drop-dead, gorgeous, stunning women. Hair, beautiful gowns. I was so happy to run into everybody. I really hate that I did not run into Camille Brown. I'm sure it was a long day. She was nominated for choreography for Choir Boy, and I'm so proud of her. She's been plugging at it for a long time. She actually choreographed a piece to a song that I did years ago. It was A Very Good Year, aka Sinatra song is what I call it, because I kind of remixed it. And she choreographed a piece to my song years ago. So just shout out to her. I saw pictures of her. She looked amazing. You know, I looped through that party. I was so happy to get you know, be able to get in real quick. Drew Shade, who runs the Broadway Black podcast and the blog, let me tell you, if there's Black people or people of color that are on Broadway doing something, you're going to see Drew Shade somewhere, okay? You are going to see Drew. So I saw him literally when I was outside. He's trying to tell the security, do y'all know who she is? But them security, they don't care. They looking at me like, woman, we got to go home. We ain't letting nobody in. But I did end up getting in. And I saw Drew later on at the party that I went to just after. Let me tell you, I did that Circle D through that Ain't Too Proud party. Saw people, hug people, took a few pictures. And notably, one of the longest running Mufasas on The Lion King, Alton White, saw me and he hugged me up and gave me a good old mentor talk. He was so happy to see me and so proud, and I was so thankful and appreciative of his energy. You know, he said to me, you know, I don't see you all the time, but I want you to know that I've been watching and I see that you're doing your TV and you're doing your play, and you know, I'm so excited for you and proud of you. And I was so appreciative of that moment. It was a really lovely moment. I mean, last night was full of those types of moments. So anyway, after I did my Circle D, honey, I hopped in that Uber and bounced down to the party that I really had my plans to go to. This party is probably one of my favorite parties of the year. For me, being a person who doesn't really party like that, or who doesn't always enjoy parties, like I say, I get a little nervous, you know, with people. This party, I really enjoyed it this year. This party is thrown by Corey Hawkins and Condola Rashad. And man, can I say, you know, by the time you get to this party, you're not worried about trying to be cute. You're not worried about silky satin gowns. You are there to enjoy, to see your friends, to see your associates, to just reconnect. And it was a beautiful party full of amazing Black and brown people, just celebrating, you know, the culture of theater, the culture of acting, the culture of entertainment. And it was really beautiful. I'm so glad I went. I went another year before, and I just kind of did a quick little circle through. I think like 2 years ago I went. But I'm so glad I went this year. Just a lot of wonderful people were in the house. If you don't know who Corey Hawkins is, he famously played Dr. Dre in the Straight Outta Compton movie. Condola Rashad is an amazing actress. She was recently in St. Joan on Broadway. She's been in, you know, several television shows, movies. They're just two amazing artists. I did not actually, this party was so packed, I didn't even run into Condola at all the whole night. But I did see Corey, and he hugged my neck and thanked me for coming. But yeah, the folks was out in the house, let me tell you. One of my favorite people, Jason Michael Webb and Leland Deron Thompson were in the house. Jason received his honorary Tony Award a couple of days previous for his work on Choir Boy. And I was so proud and so happy. I've worked with Jason and Leland on many projects. Jason has MD'd my concerts. He's done music with me. And I've, you know, sang for him, record demoed workshops, different things. They've written plays, musicals together. And Leland has been a very influential acting coach for me and for a lot of people. I mean, I swear he helped me to book my very first feature film role in Double Play by Ernest Dickerson. So seeing their faces and what people were suited and zooted, you know, tuxedos, lapels popping, special buttons. And let me tell you about Saint. I don't know if y'all know who Saint is, but Saint Aubin had his, I tell you, I always, when I see him, I really get into my, my Ebonics. I said, I know what Saint gonna do. I know one thing he gonna do is he gonna be dressed. Let me tell you, this boy was dressed as always. He plays I think Dennis Edwards. Forgive me if I'm incorrect. He plays Dennis Edwards in the Ain't Too Proud, you know, one of the Temptations. I gotta set up tickets for my mom. I want my mom to see it when she comes. But he's always dressed to the nines. And he had his tribute pin to Prince on his lapel. It was beautiful. One of the most amazing moments I had was running into, I like went into this corner. There was like a bunch of pizza and like this place. It was just like a little small place, quiet place. I get downstairs, I walk, I'm looking, I see, oh, pizza. And I see like several people who I went to high school with, and I lost my mind. I was like, Tri-Cities High, one made of many, diverse but not divided, on the road to victory. I feel like Jalen right now. Jalen Josie of SpongeBob SquarePants fame, who's also in The Secret Life of Bees. I did not see her, but she's always singing the Tri-Cities High School song. So anyway, I ran into a bunch of people from Georgia that I know from Atlanta. They were looking great. D Woods, who y'all know from Danity Kane. I just know her as Juanita. D Woods was in the house, and also Jahi Kearse. Oh my God, I'm forgetting everybody's names right now. Alexis was in the house. Ezra Izzard. And everybody is here in New York. Clint, who I hadn't seen in years. I knew he was living in Florida for some time. Everybody who I know, or, you know, have known at some point, they were all just circling through. And we took this awesome picture. I really wish Jalen was still there when we took this picture. I'm going to post it. But it was just beautiful. Everybody, you know, it's very African of us. Like in our diaspora, a lot of times we see each other. We ain't seen each other in a long time. We make noise. We scream. We dance. We like, Jah! We so happy to see each other. We start dancing. Hey, 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 hey. You know, like, and then let me tell you, Jahi rolled up to the party on a little one of those one wheel things. It's hilarious. One of my other castmates in Secret Life of Bees, Matt DeAngelis, he rides his little one wheel joint. He rides it to work every day. And when I saw Jahi roll up on that thing, I grabbed a picture of him with it. But I was like, my futuristic friends. I love it. I love it. Have a little sip of the smoothie. You hear me stirring it? That's for my ASMR lovers. That's smoothie stirring with my metal straw. Metal straws are good, y'all. It's better for the environment. Just don't bite on it. You break your teeth. I just had such a good time. Lupita Nyong'o was in the house. Didi Ayete was in the house, our costume designer. Jocelyn, aka Miss Josie Schoolgirls B.O. was in the house. Jocelyn B.O. When the lights came on, she had a beautiful sparkly cocktail dress that I loved very much. I didn't even see all that in the dark. It was very dark, y'all. And you know, when it's time to kick the people out, they start turning the lights on. And I started being like, oh, look at seeing everybody's outfits. Preston was DJing. Ariana was DJing at the Ain't Too Proud party. And then she was also in the house. Joshua Boone, who is another actor that I know, super good looking guy. He was in Holla If You Hear Me with me, and he's never on social media. So, you know, you talk about him, he's like a ghost or something. But Joshua Boone was there. Joshua's brother was there. I think his name is David. I forget. Y'all forgive me. I'm terrible with names. Charge it to my mind, not my heart. It was just, the party was popping. Of course, Drew Shade was walking through. I can't wait to read his blogs and see, watch his posts. You know, he runs a really professional situation with his Broadway Black. And so I know whatever he posts is going to be like the bee's knees. I'll probably be sharing a lot of his stuff in my stories, my Instagram stories. But right now, here I am just trying to re-up. I did my tea, my dandelion tea. I'm doing my smoothie right now. Later on, I'm going to have some African food, and I'm going to just handle some household stuff and work on some emails and get ready. I am going to be singing at a concert, like literally just a little feature at a concert in a couple of days. But we open The Secret Life of Bees on Thursday. So I'm preparing for opening night. I got to get ready. Get my dress ready, figure out what I'm doing, and just excited about this new chapter to come. Anybody who listened to the last episode, Don't Throw the Baby Out with the Bathwater, knows or can read between the lines that I may have been having some extra focus on how to be more positive, even when negative things happen. And I am making a serious effort to do that. And so with that, I'm just embracing all the love that I've been getting. A lot of people have been seeing the show. I ran into a lot of those people at the Tonys. At the Tony after parties. Got so many hugs and so much love from people who saw the show or have seen the show. And I was really excited about that. It made me really happy. Just hugging people's necks, you know, like seeing Martina Sykes, who always gives me so much love. Ephraim's dad, Mr. Sykes, they always, you know, we forged a really strong union when we did the show Motown in 2013, which is like 5-6 years ago, y'all. When we did that show, you know, a lot of the people and the families and the, you know, everyone in that show were people that we've all kept in touch. Some people knew each other already because they were in Memphis together. Some of us were in, you know, other plays and musicals and different things together. And so when we see each other, it's just a really strong bond. Not to be confused to say that we're all super duper besties hanging out all the time, because we don't have time. We don't see each other. We do not see each other. We see whoever's in our show that we're in. Whoever you're in the dressing room with every day, that's usually who you breaking bread with most days. And then you take your moments and you text and call, you know, your people who you're actually probably closer to, you know, you send your video messages and all that. But because we go from job to job to job, you know, you go through these really specific experiences with people and they last a lifetime. So, you know, even someone who you might not even speak to, but a couple of times a year, when you do see them at a party like this, you know, you hug them tight and you dance with them and you celebrate life. Earlier in the night, before I went to the final party, which was my favorite, when I was at the Tony Awards party, I ran into my agents, Don and Tim, and I hugged them and took a picture with them, and they looked so great. They were with another client who excitedly won, and I was happy to see them, and you know, it was unexpected. Who knew? You know, you never know how you wind up at these things, these parties. But I couldn't help but wonder what might be in store next year, if Secret Life of Bees may be having a next level, you know, going to a bigger, broader stage. You know, we'll see what happens. But right now, I'm just taking it one day at a time, one step at a time. And I thank you for listening to Saycon Talks.
Like Saycon Singbla on Facebook, Honeywax.
Hey, what's up, Saycon Talks listeners? Don't forget to search Saycon or search Saycon Singbla to hear my music. Download it, play it, stream it, enjoy it. Please support. Thanks again for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.